The statements issued by the emissary member of Fatah's Central Committee, Azam El Ahmad, at the Grand Sarail, regarding the involvement of foreign intelligence services in the ongoing battles within the Palestinian camp of Ain el-Helway, appear to have received minimal attention at the official level. At least, outwardly so. Nonetheless, these statements confirm what was initially disclosed about the conflict involving President Mahmoud Abbas' Fatah party and Palestinian factions, mainly Jund al-Sham and Shabab el-Islam, Muslim youth groups, both of which are backed by Iran and Hezbollah, in Ain el-Helway. Namely, the assassination of Abu Ashraf el-Armushi, a Fatah official in charge of security in Ain el-Helway, and his four bodyguards, killed in an ambush last July, is only the catalyst of a large-scale military operation aimed at gaining control of the camp. Oddly enough, none of the Lebanese officials attempted to question Azam El Ahmad regarding the identity of these foreign intelligence services and the motivations for sparking turmoil in Ain el-Helway. This stands in stark contrast to the swift response of the Mamana Axis, Hezbollah, Iran and Syria, who immediately accused Israel of being the mastermind behind Ain el-Helway's deadly clashes. According to Palestinian sources, it is stated that the identity of these services will only be disclosed at the proper time. Simultaneously, a series of questions are being raised, aimed at providing clues about the aforementioned identity. How did the weapons and ammunition used in the confrontations end up in the hands of Palestinian extremists? Which parties are shielding them and pushing them to disregard the commitments made under numerous ceasefire agreements, especially the handing over of Abu Ashraf el-Armushi and his bodyguard's murderers to the Lebanese authorities? According to the same sources, these armed forces are intent on either destroying Ain el-Helway or, at the very least, gaining full control over it by ousting the Fatah party. Fatah forces failed to apprehend the eight presumed assassins of Abu Ashraf el-Armushi. Hence, the Palestinian party is asking for the voluntary surrender of these individuals to the Lebanese authorities. Clearly, this did not occur for obvious reasons. Their interrogation by the Lebanese security forces would have indeed exposed the ones backing them, and the ones supplying them with the weapons and ammunition being used in fighting. It would have also led to uncovering the details of their operational plan. In this context, sources have raised concerns about the possible expansion of the events in Ain el-Helway to other camps, as part of a strategy to undermine Fatah. These concerns stem from two key factors: on one hand, the distribution of pamphlets, attributed to Shabab el-Islam, in the Bedouin camp near Tripoli, North Lebanon, including threats of retaliation against Fatah due to the developments in Ain el-Helway. On the other hand, rumors circulated by certain media outlets close to the Mamana camp indicate a deterioration in relations between Fatah and Lebanese authorities, especially the army, mainly due to the events in Ain el-Helway. For now, the situation on the ground in this camp outlines the challenge for both opposing parties in asserting full control. Continued violence runs the risk of causing the complete destruction of the camp and the forced displacement of most of its residents, who have no alternative refuge. Yet another ceasefire agreement was reached on Thursday evening. It came into effect at 6 p.m., facilitated by contacts made to that end by the Speaker of Parliament, Nabi Berri. The question remains as to whether the ceasefire will hold, as the contacts and efforts made by Lebanese officials and other political stakeholders to halt the hostilities have thus far proven futile. This assumption is based on the premise that the decision in this matter largely rests with the Palestinians and those who exercise control over extremist groups. As none of the decisions made by the Palestinians during their meetings with Lebanese parties were implemented, Fatah chose not to issue a statement regarding the ceasefire announced after the last round of fighting, leaving this task to the extremist factions. However, this ceasefire barely lasted a few hours. It remains to be seen if the one announced on Thursday evening fares any better.